Well, first thing I can say, Simon, is how aesthetically pleasing it is to look at. It's only the third time that the race has been to Abu Dhabi, and all times, of course, it's been won by Vettel. But the track looks new. It's surrounded by bright lights and tall buildings. It has its own theme park called Ferrari World. I think for the spectator, I feel this is one of the most pleasing Formula One locations to visit.
Ferrari World sounds brilliant. So I get the impression it's a nice track to look at. That's the aesthetics. That's the important stuff out of the way. How about the racing?
How about the racing? Well, it's notoriously difficult for overtaking. This is, of course, the location which decided last year's World Championship, and Fernando Alonso needed to finish in the top five to win the World Championship, and he got stuck in seventh place right from the beginning of the race and was just stuck there for the whole race. He just couldn't overtake. This year, F1 has seen the introduction of DRS. Now, what DRS is, it stands for Drag Reduction System. It's basically a letterbox mechanism on the back wing of the car, which opens up at certain points in the car, giving them certain points of the track, giving them extra acceleration, and, of course, encourages overtaking. Now, Abu Dhabi has two DRS zones, which I think should make the difference. We could see a bit more overtaking, but I still think it will prove quite difficult to overtake. We won't see the kind of free-flowing overtakes like we saw, say, in China and Canada, for example.
I could do with a drag reduction system sometimes. Abu Dhabi is quite a unique track, isn't it? Or a unique race, rather, because it's the only one that takes place during sort of twilight hours.
Yeah, that's right. The race actually begins sort of early evening when it's still quite light and ends during the night when it's getting dark. So, you know, other than the beautiful spectacle it does offer of seeing a race going from day to night, we also get the opportunity to see inside the driver's helmets and see the actual concentration on their faces. Interestingly, they put a camera in Sebastian Vettel's cockpit, and you can even see the whites of his eyes, which is really impressive, just to see that extreme concentration, what it takes to drive an F1 car at 180 miles an hour.
I can't even begin to imagine that. My concentrating face involves me sticking my tongue partly out of my mouth, so I hope his concentrating face isn't quite that humiliating.
Maybe we can get some cameras for that.
Nobody needs to see that. Now, last time when we were talking F1 on the show, we talked quite a lot about Lewis Hamilton and the difficult season that he's been having. What revelations have there been with him?
Well, it emerged over the last few weeks that he split up with his long-term partner, Nicole Scherzinger, which would probably explain the somber tone he had in Korea. If you remember, he got pole position and just looked really, really grumpy, and everyone wondered why, whether it's because he was annoyed about his racing, but I guess that's the reason that he was feeling like that. Last time we spoke about Lewis, we spoke about his incidents with Felipe Massa. Well, they came together again in India, surprise, surprise, and this time Massa was held responsible. But the tension between the two of them does continue to build, but one thing Hamilton has denied is that his teammate Jenson Button's recent form has not been affecting him.
And Fernando Alonso has publicly complimented Hamilton's driving, which is nice. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, it is nice. I mean, Fernando Alonso and Lewis Hamilton have had this rivalry over the whole course of Lewis Hamilton's Formula One career, but he's actually come out and said his McLaren rival is the only one who's able to clinch a championship with a car that's not at its best. And Hamilton, who has described 2011 as his worst year of his Formula One career, said, I'm blown away. Fernando is so positive towards me despite my season. It's nice to know I've got some support from fellow drivers. I mean, this can only really help his confidence going on into next season.
It certainly can. So over to this weekend's action. And McLaren have been setting the pace all through practice, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right, Simon. Jenson Button was quickest in practice one. Lewis Hamilton was quickest in practice two and practice three, and it did look like McLaren would have the car for pole in Abu Dhabi.
But it's never quite as simple as that, is it? Not when you've got the youngest ever world champion in a Red Bull?
No, that's right, unfortunately not. But it was no way predictable this week, as it has been other weeks where it's, not Sebastian Vettel on pole again. This week it really was exciting, and Q3 is as exciting as I think it's ever been. Vettel ultimately ended up on pole position again. However, anyone of Button, Hamilton or Vettel could have taken it, and each driver was on provisional pole after their final flying laps. There was real pace from Hamilton in the final sector of the lap, but Button was fastest in the first two sectors. He took provisional pole, which would have been his first ever pole for McLaren. Hamilton pipped him in the final sector, but then out of nowhere, of course, on comes Sebastian Vettel to take pole position.
And finally, as it's the penultimate race of the season, looking ahead to next year, do you think F1 would be more competitive again?
Well, one thing I think which will make it more competitive is the off-throttle blown diffusers are banned next year. Now, you might ask, what on earth is an off-throttle blown diffuser? It's quite a complex system to explain, but basically it directs the exhaust fumes underneath the car when the driver is not blowing the throttle, which gives the car more downforce and ultimately more pace. Now, Red Bull, who have dominated Formula One for the last two, you could even say three seasons, they've really had an advantage through this system. And of course, being banned next season, we could see some other teams coming to play a bit more, because of course this year we've only had one other team other than Red Bull, Ferrari and McLaren on the podium throughout the whole course of the season, and that was of course Renault in the first two races. I think next year we can expect F1 to be far more competitive, and I've been saying it for weeks, my tip for next year is that Ferrari will come back with a vengeance.